We have to start here, because what's happening with Iran right now is one of the more complex, simultaneous military-diplomatic situations the United States has navigated in years. U.S. Central Command confirmed the 13th consecutive night of strikes against Iranian military targets on July 23rd, 13 nights in a row. That's not a punitive strike package, that's a sustained air campaign with its own operational rhythm. And yet, at the exact same moment, Trump told reporters Friday that Tehran is, in his words, getting more and more serious in talks.
The geography of these strikes matters enormously. The U.S. hit an IRGC base on the Caspian Sea coast in northern Iran. That's a first. Every previous night of strikes had been concentrated on facilities in western and central Iran. Going north toward the Caspian changes the calculus because you're now threatening infrastructure that Russia and China have both invested in, and that serves as Iran's primary northern access corridor. That's not just pressure on the Iranian military, it's signaling to Moscow and Beijing simultaneously.
And then there's the naval dimension. The U.S. fired on a second ship breaching the Iran blockade. The fact that this is the second incident suggests the blockade line is being tested repeatedly, whether by Iranian proxies, commercial vessels willing to run the risk, or deliberate probes to map the enforcement threshold. Each ship the Navy fires on generates international maritime law complications that will outlast this conflict.
The most strategically significant piece of news today may be the U.S. notification to Israel of planned heavy bomber strikes on what's being called Pickaxe Mountain. The name isn't publicly identified in Iranian geography, but the combination of heavy bomber, which almost certainly means B-2 Spirits given the payload requirements, and the specific notification to Israel suggests a target with hardened underground components. Israel gets notified when strike packages might trigger regional escalation they need to prepare for.
Military experts are being pretty consistent in their assessment. A full U.S. ground invasion of Iran is not on the table. The logistics alone, Iran has roughly three times the population of Iraq, and terrain that makes Afghanistan look simple, make a ground campaign an implausible option. What experts do say is plausible is a sustained air campaign combined with targeted commando raids on specific facilities, essentially a left of launch strategy aimed at degrading Iran's missile and drone production capacity without occupying territory.
The diplomatic track is genuinely confusing to read from the outside, and I think that's somewhat by design. Trump simultaneously threatened what he called a massive attack in an Oval Office meeting that was described as expletive-laden, then turned around and told reporters, "Tehran is getting serious." Iranian state media has released details of what it describes as Khamenei's final meeting before he was killed in an earlier strike. The framing matters here, because it's designed to signal both martyrdom domestically and a leadership succession that's capable of continuing negotiations internationally.
The succession question is the one I keep returning to. Khamenei was the linchpin of Iranian political theology. The concept of velayat-e-faqih, the guardianship of the jurist, is built around a single supreme religious authority. There is no obvious successor who commands the same religious legitimacy across Iran's complex factional landscape. That creates both an opportunity for a negotiated settlement and a serious risk of internal fragmentation that could make Iran less predictable, not more.
And the Houthis in Yemen hitting a Saudi oil refinery this week connects directly to that fragmentation risk. The Houthis have been operating as an Iranian proxy force for years, but as Iranian command and control structures are disrupted by U.S. strikes, proxy forces don't necessarily stand down. They sometimes act more autonomously and less predictably. A Houthi strike on Saudi oil infrastructure raises energy prices globally, and that's a pressure point on every economy that's already dealing with tariff disruptions.
Oil markets will be watching the weekend developments closely. Any escalation that threatens Saudi refining capacity, combined with the Iranian production disruptions from ongoing strikes, could push Brent crude well above current levels heading into next week.